I'll keep this short since this really isn't a history episode, but more of a transition from season 1 to season 2. I went into this thing with very little idea of how long I would actually be doing it, or even exactly who I would be covering. It began with my interest in genealogy, which is why many of my early episodes have somewhat of a pedigree connection to myself, or my wife, or my kids. And I still have more of those episodes to do. They're still planned. But since the first episode was well received, and since I enjoyed doing a history podcast so much, I decided to expand into other historical figures whose stories I felt deserved to be told in a way that I wanted to hear them. And so then I reached out to my sister, who happens to be a graphic artist, and she started producing the kick-ass cover art that runs with each episode. And then I started doing the almost episodes as a way of publishing something of value on a more frequent basis. Plus, I just had so many stories that I wanted to tell that either didn't have enough meat for a full episode or weren't specifically biographies. A little later, I connected with Dario, who's a classically trained musician, and he produces the incredible bumper music that bookends each episode so nicely. And with all those things, I think the show has hit a really nice stride. From the bottom of my heart, I thank all of you history fans out there who found all of this worthwhile. And so, on to season 2. I have a cool little announcement to make. The Evergreen Podcast Network has seen fit to add Written in Blood History to their collection of podcasts that they catalog and promote. And they've recently been putting an extra emphasis on their history section, so I'm very happy to be a part of that. I'm even more thrilled that they're based out of my beloved hometown of Cleveland, Ohio. They've been really awesome to work with so far, and so as season 2 goes on, I'm really looking forward to this relationship. A fellow history podcaster, Zach from Conflicted, he joined up with them a few months back, so Written in Blood History is in good company there. By the way, Conflicted is a damn good history podcast that you should really check out. As for the lineup for season 2, we're spanning the social hierarchy from chattel slaves to unlikely revolutionaries to leaders of the most powerful nations that have ever existed. One of our subjects starts us off in the sports arena and leaves us in a global conflict, and while another doesn't even have a name, or at least their name never made it into the history books. And we'll be looking into the lives of these people and what their struggles meant to them and how they changed the world. I wish I could tell you who all these people are now, but I'd be spoiling season 2. And so I promised I would keep this short. Thanks again for everyone who hung out with me in season 1. I will see you again in season 2 with our first biography of Written in Blood History. See you later.
History is the greatest adventure story. But does it ever leave you wondering what the women were doing all that time? This is Lori from the Her Half of History podcast, and the answer is that some women were seizing power, or escaping slavery, or spying for their country, or creating artistic masterpieces, while countless others were doing the laundry, getting married, and wondering why their clothes don't have more pockets. If you would like to hear the stories of women doing all of those things, check out Her Half of History at herhalfofhistory.com or wherever you get your podcasts.